Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm ecstatic that you're here. We try to bring you the most informative and fascinating guests, and tonight has been no exception. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443. I asked our guest this evening to stay over just so we could get some final thoughts in here, and this is that opportunity, and we're thrilled that he's provided us that time this evening. Jim Folsom, welcome back, sir.
Yeah, privilege again to be here,
oh,
Frank.
It's an honor for me, and I really appreciate you spending all this extra time with us here this evening. This is a this is a show where people try to look for solutions, and not only do you have them in your name. So this is a great opportunity for us.
Yes, this, the BioSolutions frequency instrument, this provides for self-empowerment. This is what we're looking at, where people can be responsible for their own health and wellness. And we look at it as a wellness instrument, not a medication where it brings on toxic effects. Mm-hmm. It's to free people and to bring their conscious awareness to a higher level when they clean up the terrain in the body and they have the freedom, not dependent on someone else in another system.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's an amazing opportunity, and the frequencies that you have are, I'm trying to look for the number here, 550 different frequencies, or is that just the different things that have been identified?
450. There's 550 list of conditions, but that can go beyond there, and we have various resources if there's any questions, and we're always available to answer questions that may come up. We're here as a service agency.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, it's been a distinct and unique pleasure, my friend, and I really appreciate all of the time you've given us this evening. Let's see. The website, again, www.natural-solution.com. The phone number, 886-885-6625. And, Jim, we had a call there. Thomas, what did you say the question was from a gal, or we just put her through? Yeah, what's the name? All right, Shirley in Michigan, very quickly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
I would like to know, does this machine help anyone that's had a stroke?
Okay.
This is one of the most amazing situations, be able to get person back on track from a stroke. I first came across this, a lady up in her 80s in state of New Mexico. She had slurred speech, one side partially paralyzed, and she got on the frequency instrument, and it was very rapid recovery. She was back driving an automobile.
Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. Wow, this is such an amazing thing, and Shirley, I hope you got the information. I hope
you'll
call.
I'm not having luck taking this telephone number down.
Okay.
886.
888. I've been told I read numbers too fast. If
yeah,
I do,
it is. It's terrible. Go ahead,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's 886.
886.
885.
885.
66.
66.
25.
25. You're a sweetheart. Okay.
Thank you so much for the call. And best of luck with that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Jim, you're an incredible man, and what an incredible blessing, I think, for a lot of people who hopefully will reach out and communicate with you and with Doug. And again, I appreciate what you guys do for me here at the show. And there's a lot more questions I haven't gotten to, so I look forward to our next interview, my friend.
Same here. Real
God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, folks.
Jim Folsom from Natural Solutions. Again, the website, natural-solution.com. And the information is on our website. You can link up to that. And our website is franklyspeakingradio.com. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights for featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And what can I say? The website, franklyspeakingradio.com. The phone number, 800-313-9443. I apologize if I speak too fast. I hear that a lot. I'll try to do better. Okay. I mentioned this last Friday. We were going to do this, but we ended up doing an open line segment. But I think we could fit it in here. So let's discuss some of this, shall we? We're talking about the microchip and different things incorporating the microchip, such as the national ID card. Now, this is coming to an America near you. And although the governors of the country would like to make you think that they're going to do what they can to fight against it, their only objection to the Real ID Act of 2005 is quite simply the cost. Now, if the cost can be circumvented, then you have no more advocates. They're not in it because they care about your privacy. They care about the hassle. And also, they're considering the election factor. So, you know, this may be staved off a little bit, but in the end, it will not. This train's not slowing down. I seriously doubt it. However, of course, you ultimately can make your own decision with something like this. But it is a first step towards the national, to the subdermal microchip implant. This from Reuters, January 25th. It says Maine lawmakers on Thursday became the first in the nation to demand a repeal of a federal law tightening identification requirements for driver's licenses, a post-September 11 security measure the states say will cost them billions of dollars to administer. And that's their objection, the cost. Oh, it's going to be too expensive to enslave the people. Can we find a cheaper way? Yes, they can. Maine lawmakers passed a resolution urging repeal of the Real ID Act, which would create a national digital identification system by 2008. The lawmakers said it would cost Maine about $185 million, fail to boost security, and put people at greater risk of identity theft. Well, that's all true. But again, their objection to it is not. Maine's resolution is the strongest stand yet by a state against the law, which Congress passed in May of 2004 and gave states 3 years to implement. Similar repeal measures are pending in eight other states, said Maine's House Majority Leader Hannah Pingree, a Democrat. Quote, we cannot be spending millions of state dollars on an initiative that does more harm to our state than good, end quote. So again, we can't be spending what? State dollars. Story goes on. The ID Act sets national standards for licenses, which will have to include a digital photo, anti-counterfeiting features, and machine-readable technology. States will have to verify documents presented with license applications, such as birth certificates, social security cards, and utility bills, and will have to link their license databases so they can all be accessed as a single network. States will also have to verify that a person applying for a license is in the country legally. States will be able to issue separate credentials to illegal aliens so they will still be able to drive. Hallelujah! Because if they're happy to break one law by getting into the country, odds are surely they would never break another one like behind the wheel of a car. And I'm sure they'll all be insured as well. So this is a great, great thing. Isn't it? No, of course not. The National Governors Association, the National Conference of State Legislatures, and the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators said in a September report that the law would cost states more than $11 billion over 5 years and take at least another 7 years to implement, said Barry Steinhardt, director of the ACLU Technology and Liberty Project. He said, quote, it is a national ID card on steroids. This indeed will be a real nightmare, end quote. So the concept here, a national ID card, and they're saying, oh, it's going to be too hard to do. It's going to be really expensive to do. Well, keep in mind, this whole thing was a proposal after September 11th. If we have, God forbid, another terrorist attack on our soil, and or some rationale for implementing, emergency measures, this will be a very, very vital component. Now, another thing to consider, too, the Real ID Act mentions that laws will be suspended upon the whim of the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security at any checkpoint that they see fit to basically relinquish all laws, meaning, of course, they can act independently of all laws. Okay. Now, they said at any checkpoint, most people assume that to be a border crossing point. Okay, somebody trying to sneak in the border, across the border illegally, and they say, well, you know, the Border Patrol is a little gun-shy now since they have prosecuted those two guys who fired a shot at a guy who was coming into the country illegally with drugs. And, of course, they only wounded him, but they're in jail. And if we've all heard the story and are pretty familiar with the case at this point. But what I'm saying is that most people would overlook that as a real sticking point. And they say, well, that doesn't even matter, suspending laws. Who cares about that? Because the border needs to be protected at all costs. And if we could free those guys up to do their job, then that would be a good thing. So in theory, it makes sense, right? Yeah, in theory. The thing that changes matters a little bit is the CDC's SARS preparedness plan. That came out in 2003 in the aftermath of the big SARS epidemic. And what they call for, and you can read this yourself at the CDC's website. You got to dig through a bunch of crap to get there, but you can find it. And the SARS preparedness plan does discuss checkpoints, interstate and intrastate checkpoints, which would be, in essence, in the event of some sort of health crisis, like the bird flu or SARS or whatever, some sort of chemical or biological contamination on the part of terrorism or an industrial accident, perhaps. In essence, they could block off access roads and institute a checkpoint, much like they do for speeding and sobriety and all that stuff. So, you know, they could pull over all the cars and make sure that everybody's squared away to be where they're trying to get to. Now, the way this applies in terms of that is basically there aren't any laws now, courtesy of the Real ID Act. Law doesn't apply. They're completely autonomous, acting in the best interest of national security. That means they cannot be prosecuted, they cannot be punished if they should do this. So this is a very, very important law. Now, dream this with me, if you will. A bird flu epidemic. And you've got a number of different cities, possibly even states, on lockdown. Okay, you can't go from one state to another. Various states are trying to protect themselves from infection, and they're not allowing cross-border traffic. Well, maybe you work in a different state, maybe you work in another city. So the only way they're going to let you in is if you can prove that you're not infected. Well, how do you do that? Well, you marry the national ID card with a database, a medical database, that will tell them if you've been vaccinated against the bird flu once they have the vaccine. And, of course, they'll make it optional and they'll make it very, very difficult to live without the vaccine. But if you get the vaccine, of course, that will be on your card, and then they can have a checkpoint of autonomous laws where they can basically do anything they want. And they scan your national ID card to make sure you're allowed to go into the state or into the city. Now factor in a few more things, such as the fact that in order for them to check every single car on the interstate, what is that going to do, especially into and out of cities during rush hour? It's going to make the lines incredibly long, incredibly difficult to deal with. So, much like they do with toll roads, in order to cut down on the traffic, they have a little thing called the Easy Pass. Easy Pass is, in essence, an RFID chip inside a little box that you adhere to your windshield. You pay on the monthly for this, I assume. I know that's what they call it in New York State, the Easy Pass. And you subscribe to it, basically. You pay whatever the cost is per month. You put it on your windshield, and you just fly right through the checkpoint. You fly right through the toll, okay? And you're allowed to do this because you've already paid a month's worth of toll charges. So you just right on through. No big deal. Well, how much more likely is it for people to get the subdermal microchip implant when they can fly right through these checkpoints? Well, of course they're going to do that, especially when you figure gas is going to be, this is in the aftermath of some sort of health crisis, national disaster, terrorist attack. Gasoline's probably going to be about $5 a gallon. You don't have time. You can't afford to sit in those lines. Your commute is already going to be double, tripled, quadrupled in time. And if you're sitting there with the engine running, how many times are you going to need to gas up extra that you didn't have to before when gas prices are already astronomical? Be cheaper for you to not even work. But they have to offer you an opportunity to streamline the process. Those out there who care so much about their jobs, or they care so much about their families, they're going to endure these kind of problems in order to feed their families and provide for their families in these times, which means that a lot of people would say, just give me the damn chip. So it's an important point to consider, that the National ID Card, or the Real ID Act. There's more. We get on to this story, which came out January 26th. Reuters is where you can find this. Every morning, Dennis Colson, a surveyor at New York City's Department of Design and Construction, begins his workday by placing his hand on a scanner to log his time and attendance at the office. The use of hand geometry and other biometric data, like facial and iris recognition, is not new. The University of Georgia pioneered the use of hand geometry when it installed scanners in its student dining hall in 1974. That's right, 1974. So before I was born. But the planned rollout of hand geometry scanners in New York City government agencies has sparked union cries of geo-slavery and assertions that technology developed for security will be used to track, label, and control workforces. Said Colson, age 53, to Reuters, quote, "It's frustrating. It's kind of an insult. They are talking about going to voice and retina scanners, and that's an invasion of privacy in that they can track you wherever you go." End quote. John Forster of the Civil Service Technical Guild, which represents Department of Design and Construction workers, said the biometric systems give the city a license to obtain personal, uniquely identifiable data to track workers. There's more to this story and more to our news segment here this evening, folks. I urge you to stay with us. We're back after a short interlude of 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stick around.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're talking about biometrics, the microchip, the national ID card, and so on and so forth. And we are reading a story from Reuters, Friday, January 26th, in which the union is crying geo-slavery. They're very, very upset about the biometric scanning systems and how they have to basically have a hand scanned or eye scanned or anything like that, and they're concerned about being tracked. Now, this is something, I guess, that's moderately understandable when you think about it. If you've ever worked at a place that has a cash register, odds are there was a camera there. And odds are that camera wasn't facing the front of the register where somebody would be standing who is robbing you. The camera was facing you at the register so they could monitor you. So they're saying, hey, welcome, potential thief. We're going to monitor you in case you steal something from us, which I understand to a point. and odds are most people would understand what they were getting themselves into. But imagine working at a place where, without any problems, they're like, oh, this just makes it easier for us to keep tabs on, you know, what time people check in and check out. So we got cameras to monitor what time you walk in, and cameras do this and do this and do this. Now, that's just your image. Imagine how much more personal it gets when they start collecting data for God knows what sort of government database by which they'll have a complete list of all of your biometrics, your eye scan, your hand, your fingerprints, and any number of things. Okay, your facial scan, like the different proportions by which they do facial recognition software. And it just goes on and on. But the story continues, said Stu Lesser, spokesman for the New York mayor's office, Michael Bloomberg's office. He says, quote, the union's arguments keep changing, but the tracking workers throughout the day is not true. It's just for checking in and out, end quote. He added that there were no plans to install voice recognition or iris scanners. So it's just in lieu of a time clock, because, you know, time clocks are so difficult for people to log in and out, right? Biometrics expert Jim Wayman, who consults for the U.S., the British, and the Australian government, said mobile phones and credit cards are the number one enemies for workers worried about geo-slavery, not biometrics. He says, quote, there may be large forces at work in Western society wishing to enslave the workforce. I want to acknowledge that fear. But hand geometry is not part of this, end quote, said Wayman, who has studied biometrics for more than two decades, to Reuters. He said that. Listen to that statement, okay? This is a biometrics expert. There may be large forces at work in Western society wishing to enslave the workforce. This is a mainstream news story, my friends. This is not joking around. He's just saying, hey, look, if you don't want to be tracked and followed, ditch your cell phones, stop using credit cards, and that's going to do more for you than worrying about biometrics, which I agree to a point, but I also think the biometrics is going to factor in as well. Because when you think about the passport requirements and whatnot, fingerprints, you know, that's old news, but it's incorporated into the biometrics. And we discussed this on Friday a little bit about the numerical sort of signature of your national ID card and linking it up with those three elements, your voice recognition, your eye, iris scanning, and your hand or fingerprints or biometrics in essence. So when you've got those four things factored in, it would be almost impossible to pretend you're someone else. But again, we always know that there's loopholes with everything, and the idea of RFID technology containing a vast assortment of your personal information that is subject to theft far more easy than if someone were to pickpocket you, this becomes an issue. But this story is about tracking. It says in 2004, U.S. employers reportedly spent $9 billion on monitoring devices for the workplace, while a 2005 survey by American Management Association and the E-Policy Institute found 76% of companies monitor workers' website usage. The survey of 526 U.S. companies also showed 36% of employers track computer content, keystrokes, and time spent at the keyboard, while half store and review employees' computer files and 55% retain and review email messages. So it's not just Google selling out your information, it's your own employer, perhaps. Only 5% use GPS in phones and 8% use GPS in company vehicles, while fingerprint scanning only accounted for 5%, facial recognition for 2%, and iris scans for 0.5%. Said Wayman, quote, most people in the industry are surprised that biometric devices have not become more widespread already, end quote. Well, they haven't yet, but they will, my friends. This is going to happen. And it's important that you understand these things, because at some point you will be required to make a choice. And it won't seem like a choice at all. But just like everything else, there's always a choice in this life, even if you choose to do nothing. In this case, the choice is going to be microchip or no microchip. And it sounds maybe relatively easy till you read, of course, in Scripture where it talks about not being able to buy or sell without one. So society, of course, clamping down on something like this could make it very easy. They say, hey, we're going to make it optional. However, we will require this for you to travel. We will require this for you to work, like a Social Security number for most people. We will require this for you to go and buy stuff at the store or to sell something to someone else. So with those types of conditions, it's not really optional anymore, is it? And when 90% of America and perhaps the world agrees to be chipped, that 10% is going to have a lot of pressure, and they can make it mandatory then, because 90% is already on board with it. And misery does love company. Stay with us. We're back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and we're discussing a great many things here this evening, folks. We're discussing the microchip, and we started this on Friday and didn't get a chance to quite get to this point, so I will do it now. I have some clips for you, but to lead into this, let me just say this, that when you think about a microchip, you would say what? I mean, who honestly should be most upset about the microchip, right? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Yes, that's right, sir. It's the churches. The churches should be most upset because the microchip would seem to fit all of the parameters for the mark of the beast. The kind of thing that, you know, we've read about and heard about for, oh, I don't know, thousands of years. This is the kind of thing that most people would find, upsetting. Well, I have some clips here. This is from a guy by the name of Dr. Gary Fraser, and you can read about him at his website, discoveryministries.com. It says, in 1985, Dr. Fraser resigned a successful pastorate in New Orleans, Louisiana, to found Discovery Ministries, Incorporated. He felt called to a full-time evangelism and education ministry involving pastors and missionaries to the Middle East with emphasis on Israel. Since 1971, Gary has traveled to Israel over 150 times. His ministry has taken over 7,000 ministers along with thousands of believers from all over the United States to the Holy Land. DMI, or Discovery Ministers Incorporated, Ministries Incorporated, is a nonprofit organization founded for the purpose of equipping believers through travel to Israel and promoting Christian support for the state of Israel and its biblical right to exist. DMI is recognized by the Israeli government Ministry of Tourism as one of America's leading tour operators. Dr. Fraser is a much sought-after speaker on the subject of the Bible and its prophecies. His What's Behind, Left Behind seminars. Now, Left Behind, of course, is the books. We're all familiar with those. His What's Behind, Left Behind seminars are spiritually awakening experiences, giving new insight into current events in these last days with an emphasis on the Middle East. Dr. Fraser has appeared on numerous Christian radio and television talk shows. In addition, Dr. Fraser speaks nationwide along with Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinsohn in the Left Behind Prophecy Conferences being hosted by America's largest churches. Now, if you've not read the Left Behind series, here's a brief summation. Let me say for the record this. The Left Behind books, I enjoyed them. I thought they were very, very good. Now, what are they good as? Are they good as a replacement Bible, a Bible for the 21st century? No. But as a source of entertainment, as fiction, they're very good, which is perhaps why they're so damaging. Now, of course, the whole premise of the Left Behind books is the rapture, which is something I don't agree with anyway. But I could still read an entertaining book, right? Absolutely. As long as I don't, of course, view it, like I said, as a brand new Bible. Dr. Gary Fraser happened to be in town here at the, I think it was the First Baptist Church here in Springdale, Arkansas. And a friend of mine, my webmaster, actually went to the to the seminar. And after the seminar ended, they had tapes available of Dr. Fraser's speaking engagement. So I have some of those clips for you. Now, again, this is Dr. Gary Fraser, and he is speaking at the What's Behind, Left Behind, or you could say the Left Behind Prophecy Conference. Okay, Dr. Gary Fraser. Here's what he has to say about the microchip.
Now, when you read the Left Behind series, you know that Tim and Jerry wrote about this, and they also wrote The Mark. Now, one of the things that we have often talked about is this mark of the beast spoken of in Revelation chapter 13. That in the 13th chapter of the Revelation, we're told that the world will be forced to take a mark either upon their right hand or upon their forehead, and that mark will be the symbol that will allow them to buy and sell and exist. And without it, you simply will not be able to survive.
Okay, first point. What Dr. Gary Fraser says there is upon their hand or upon their forehead. There's a problem right there. I take Revelation 13:16 from the King James Version. And he causeth all, both great and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. That's the King James translation. Now, the New International Version has this. Quote, he also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead. So Dr. Gary Fraser, obviously, is somewhat partial to the New International Version of the Bible. I should point out to you that the copyright on the New International Version of the Bible is held by one Rupert Murdoch of Fox News Channel fame. Rupert Murdoch owns that version of the Bible. Whenever you buy a New International Version, you are putting money in his pocket. And when Gary Fraser is out there endorsing the New International Version in his corrupt translation, he is probably also putting money in Rupert Murdoch's pocket, and probably it is being reciprocated, although that's just complete and total speculation on my part. Now, again, Dr. Gary Fraser had that to say, and I think that's very intriguing, because if you're going to talk about Left Behind, you have to go with the tattoo concept, because the Left Behind books endorse the tattoo. Not endorse, per se, saying you should get one. They're saying that the Mark of the Beast is a tattoo, which gels more with the New International Version translation of on, or as Dr. Fraser says, upon. You see? So, again, his translation is wrong from the start, in my humble opinion. But there's another section here where he talks about the microchip being the mark of the beast, that some people would be worried about that. And here is that clip.
Now, it's interesting that in a recent edition of the Whistleblower magazine, their front cover contained an article about our brave new world that we're entering into. And their article here talks about biochip implant technology and how this concept is sweeping the world. Let me just say this to you. The methods that will be used by the Antichrist during the tribulation period will be methods that will be known to everyone at that particular time. And make no mistake about it, all of these concepts and ideas that will come to us that will ultimately be used for evil will always be presented to us on the basis of that they're good for society, because they will either bring us security or they will be a matter of personal convenience. And today, we're being sold on the concept of biochip implant technology.
Okay, again, a couple of key points here. Number one, first of all, he's saying that the mark of the beast will be a method that everybody is aware of. Now, obviously, everyone's pretty cognizant of the microchip, what it can do, RFID technology, what that can do, how it can be used, how convenient it makes our life, how much more safer we are, how much more secure. He mentions security and convenience. Now, security, convenience, and safety are the three ways by which everything is forced upon the American people, because for the most part, everybody wants those things addressed. They want to be safe, they want to be secure, and they want to be in a state where everything is convenient for them. So in essence, what is he saying in that segment? He's saying that all the parameters by which the mark of the beast will be forced upon us seem to gel with the idea of microchips, right? Because microchips are said to be, as he said, secure, providing security, and providing convenience. So imagine my surprise when I heard this clip. Also, same guy, same conference.
I don't think biochip implant technology is the thing we have to be concerned about, but what I do want you to understand...
Hold on. He just said it's going to happen by methods that everybody's familiar with. It's going to bring us a sense of security and a sense of convenience. Okay? The microchip meets every one of those parameters, folks. Okay? It provides those exact things that he mentioned. But yet he starts off saying that he doesn't think that the microchip is anything to worry about. But let's listen to the whole clip. I promise I won't interrupt.
I don't think biochip implant technology is the thing we have to be concerned about. But what I do want you to understand from this technology is that this technology sets the stage for the world to receive a mark that ultimately will be used in some technological way to track their being.
Okay. He said track their being was the final word there. It was kind of chopped off. Oh, okay, so he's redeemed himself, right? He said, hey, look, the microchip isn't anything to worry about, but the microchip's going to set the stage for the next evolution. Let me ask you this. What's more advanced technologically, microchips or tattoos? Well, you'd say, well, gosh, Frank, tattoos have been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Microchips have been around for dozens of years? It doesn't seem like one is really in the same category as the other. So he's making the case that this new technology is going to sort of be on the springboard of the microchip, but the microchip itself is not the mark of the beast. Okay? So again, if the Left Behind books say a tattoo is the way it's going to be, and Gary Fraser says that the microchip is not the mark of the beast, but it's going to springboard. Apparently, it's going to springboard back into the past. You could see where this is going. But anyway, he continues. Let me see where we're at. Okay, we got time for this this next clip. Now he goes on to really horrify people, I would imagine, people who have the ability to think for themselves freely and independently. And let me tell you something, my friends, that in the churches is a rarity. Most times, if you watch the crowd, they're out there nodding their head, amen, amen, saying amen to everything without actually listening and hearing what is being said. I've actually known preachers who have intentionally said something false, waited for the amens, and then called people on it and said, you're not even listening to me. I would wager that didn't happen at the Left Behind Prophecy Conference when Dr. Gary Fraser was speaking. But here's what he has to say about the microchip further.
First of all, there is a security factor. In fact, children can be implanted with biochip implants and so forth, and so that if someone grabs that child, they can track them and find them and so forth. And I want to tell you, I don't know of a parent or a grandparent that would not want their child or grandchild chipped in order to keep them safe. I don't know of anyone who would not want that done. That idea is being touted to us, and soon that will be a reality. And many people are afraid of that idea. In fact, Sandra and I were in Tulsa preaching back a number of months ago, and we drove by a pet clinic. And there on the sign, it was the Wedgwood Pet Clinic in Tulsa. And on the sign it said, chip your pet today. In other words, bring your pet in, let's chip them, and that way, you know, if they're lost, we know who they belong to, and so forth. This idea that started in pets is rapidly moving to adults. Just a few days ago, I was with a friend of mine who is with IBM, and he is in a division where they're working on all of these different chip implant ideas. For example, you've probably heard, as previewed on Good Morning America, the medicine chip. And what that medicine chip does, it has all of your medications programmed into that chip. It's very tiny. You just swallow that. And what that medicine chip does for you is that as your body needs the medication, it disperses it throughout your system automatically, which means that you'll be able to throw away pill boxes. You won't have to wonder, well, did I take my medicine? Did I not take my medicine? Let me tell you. As I look around this room, there are a lot of young people here today, and that's not an issue with you. But I want to tell you, I also see some other folks in this room, and that is an issue to you. Because we do tend to forget sometimes, did I do this or did I not do that? Well, that medicine chip takes away the question mark.
Oh, hooray! Hallelujah, Dr. Frazier! You just answered all my prayers. You endorsed the medicine chip. The medicine chip? Where you get this thing injected into you, and it disperses medication completely and totally as it's supposed to. Might I redirect your attention to the beginning of this program? The first 5 minutes we were on the air, we were on the telephone. Why? Because technology has failed us. We got it back and working, and that's fine and dandy. 5 minutes of airtime on the telephone, not a huge inconvenience. However, when you put all of your faith in a medicine chip that will disperse your medication only as it's supposed to and never malfunction, what the hell are you thinking about? Well, I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking, Dr. Gary Frazier, hallelujah! He's my hero! Let me go back through some points. He mentioned that the mark of the beast would be a method by which everyone is familiar, and it will bring security and convenience. What did he say at the beginning of that segment? I don't know of anyone who wouldn't want to get their kids chipped. What? Well, there's your security right there. He doesn't know of anyone who wouldn't want to get their kids chipped. Well, he obviously doesn't know anything about me, or presumably about you. The other point he mentioned was convenience. Gosh, it sure would be convenient to be able to find Fido when he disappears. That's a convenience. And the medicine chip. Boy, isn't it convenient? Wouldn't want to have to forget your medication, would you? God forbid you write it down. Now, I know there's some young people out there. That's not an issue for you, but it is an issue for you old people, like me, because you forget stuff. How insulting is that to people who take medication? Although, of course, we've solved that problem not with a medicine chip, but with all of the alternative natural health methods available to you. So Dr. Gary Frazier would endorse high technology with the failure. Let's say, for example, you know, when you go to a convenience store. And what do they have? A little sign that says, oh, don't stand next to the microwave, person with a pacemaker, because it'll make it explode, or whatever it does. Who knows? So you got your little medicine chip in you. Some kid walks by, he's got an iPod, and he hits, you know, play. And your medicine chip starts squirting out medication that it's not supposed to do because, oh, well, it must be a defect. Let's recall it. Yeah, let's recall it from your dead body because you've just OD'd on some prescription medication that your medicine chip dispersed all at one time. Excuse me if I'm a little fired up, but I deception in and of itself is anathema to me. I don't like it. I've never liked it. I also am not a fan of people who use their position to influence others unduly, such as one Dr. Gary Fraser at the Left Behind Prophecy Conference, in which he not only mentions the microchip because it's required to do so, he dazzles us with how good it is for you. You need the chip, because otherwise you're too stupid to remember when to take your pills, or you're too horrible of a parent to be able to keep track of your kids. You're too horrible of a pet owner to keep track of your dog and your cat and your hamster and your bird. And while you're at it, what about your wallet? Let's get that chip too. What if you lose your keys? Let's get those chip too. Hey, what the hell? Let's just chip ourselves. And maybe we'll be like Furbies, and you could put a bunch of people with chips together and they could talk to each other. What the hell is going on? This is why the church is filled with deception, because they have an agenda. Dr. Gary Fraser speaks at the prophecy conference for Left Behind. He uses the New International Version translation in order to back up his claims that the mark of the beast is not in your hand, it's on your hand. It can't be the microchip. The microchip is great. You need one, I need one. Let's go to the chipping table in the back. It'll be great. Shockingly enough, there's still one more clip to play, and we'll do so when we come back. Please stay with us, folks. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of our third hour here, and a big, big, big thank you to our sponsor this hour, being brought to you by the Survival Center, your one-stop shop for all things regarding preparedness. The Survival Center has anything you could possibly want or need to get ready for whatever might come down the line. You can call them toll-free at 800-321-2900 or visit them online at www.survivalcenter.com. Now, I'm going to open up the phone lines here to your comments, your questions. Maybe you disagree with my analysis of Dr. Gary Fraser's comments on the Mark of the Beast. Maybe you agree with him. Whatever the case may be, you're entitled to your opinion. And keep in mind, folks, the information provided to you on this program is for your personal information, okay? Now, this is a shining example of how the churches are used in the deception process. Okay, this is the last clip I've got here from Dr. Gary Fraser at the Left Behind Prophecy Conference here in Northwest Arkansas, which I believe was in 2003. But here's that final clip.
Applied Digital Solutions has a patent to market to the American public all types of biochip implant technology, and the world is going to grasp this idea. Now, Christians say, but should we not be afraid of that? I mean, after all, could that not be the mark of the beast? Because after all, it'll be a way to number people. It'll be a way to monitor their actions and their goings about and so forth. Shouldn't we be afraid of that? Well, I personally am not concerned about that technology. And I want to tell you why. The Bible says clearly in Revelation 13 that the mark is going to be on the forehead or on the hand. It doesn't talk about being underneath, and the Greek word for mark is a word that has but one definition, and that word simply by definition is to be engraved upon.
Okay, okay. Gary Fraser, thank you for displaying your idiocy here on the program. We appreciate it. Again, folks, this is Revelation 13:16, and he causeth all, both great and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. That's the King James Version. The New International Version says, quote, he also forced everyone small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead. So he is, in essence, disputing the whole microchip, saying this is not to be the microchip. The microchip is a great thing. Applied Digital Solutions, I'll say their name a couple times to get my big fat check. The world is going to grasp this technology. Hey, shouldn't we be concerned? It's a way to number us. It's a way to monitor our actions, our goings about. And he says no, because Revelation 13:16 says on the hand or on the forehead. Yes, the New International Version says that. The New International Version, of course, whose copyright is owned by Rupert Murdoch of Fox News fame. So right there, my friends, he says at the beginning of these clips that it will be a method that the world is aware of. And he said the world will grasp the microchip technology. He mentioned that the mark of the beast would bring security and convenience. And then he highlighted about kids being chipped, about pets being chipped, about the medicine chip, and said what? That you shouldn't do it because it's the mark of the beast? No, he says, I don't know of anyone who wouldn't want to get their kids chipped. I don't know of anyone who wouldn't want that. This is deception at its finest, and it's vital that you understand this. Think for yourself. Don't go to church, okay, and ask them about these things. Find out your truth. We tell everybody on the show, and I'm not saying that every church is bad, just everyone I've ever encountered, okay, but that's just me. I would rather pass or fail, live or die, based on my assessment of my spiritual walk, what is required by God of me personally, rather than go and get directions from somebody like that. Dr. Gary Fraser, thank you. Folks, your thoughts, 800-313-9443, toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us after this brief station ID. We'll be back with the fourth and final hour of the program.